all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Los Angeles Lakers, who won their record-tying 17th National Basketball Association Championship Sunday night in Orlando, Florida. The Lakers beat the Miami Heat to win the NBA Finals 4-2. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
The Lakers wrapped up their 17th NBA championship by building a 64-36 halftime lead in a 106-93 rout of the Heat. L.A. turned it into a laugher by outscoring Miami 36-16 in the second quarter. LeBron James capped his fourth NBA title with a triple-double of 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. James has won championships with three teams, including the Cavaliers and Heat.
They're all special in their own right. They all have their obstacles. Things that went on throughout the course of the year, both on and off the floor. But one is not less than the other.
Anthony Davis and Rajon Rondo each added 19 points.
We didn't make too many mistakes tonight. And when we did, we quickly corrected it. And defensively, it was an all-five-guy effort. You know, like I said, the coaching game plan was right on point. And we knew if we put it together for 48 minutes, we were able to come out and have a defensive game like we did tonight.
Miami center Bam Adebayo had his best game of the series, finishing with 25 points and 10 boards. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. The Lakers had both triumph and tragedy on their way to the trophy. The proud franchise experienced grief in January when Lakers legend Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna both died in a helicopter crash in Southern California. Now let's go to Paris and let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Rafael Nadal, who won a record-tying 20th major tennis title. Nadal defeated top-ranked Novak Djokovic in straight sets 6-love, 6-2, and 7-5 to lift the French Open trophy for a 13th time. Yes, number 13. 13 was not unlucky for Rafa. This was one of the best performances of his career. And after tying his friend and rival Roger Federer with 20 major singles titles, Nadal had this to say.
In terms of these records, of course that I care. You know, I am a big fan of the history of sport in general. So I respect a lot that, and for me it means a lot to share the 20th this number with Roger, no? But let's see what's going on when we finish our careers. No, we keep playing. So I don't know what can happen in the future. I'm just excited. And of course, it's something that means a lot to me. And at the same time, share this record, between us, that we had an amazing rivalry for such a long time, is something in some way beautiful, I really believe. And let's see what's going on.
Rafael Nadal is nicknamed the King of Clay for his dominance on the surface. And Rafa recognized he was firing on all cylinders in the French Open final.
Of course, I played an amazing level of tennis. No, the first two sets and a half, I played great, honestly. Oh, no, I can't say another thing. It's impossible to have this score against him without playing great. We played a very good final. I played at my highest level when I needed to play at my highest level. So something that I am very, very proud.
Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic acknowledged Rafa's greatness in the final.
I was completely overplayed by Rafa, by better player on the court. I mean, he was not missing at all and getting every ball back and just playing tactically great. I mean, I felt well throughout the entire tournament. I thought I was in a great form, and you know, certainly I could have played better, especially in the first two sets, but you know, he did, you know, surprised me with the way he was playing and the quality of tennis he was producing and the level. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, he played a perfect match, especially in the first two sets. So
For his part, Roger Federer took to Twitter to congratulate Rafael Nadal on tying his record of 20 Grand Slam singles titles. Roger wrote, and I quote, "I have always had the utmost respect for my friend Rafa as a person and as a champion. As my greatest rival over many years, I believe we have pushed each other to become better players. Therefore, it is a true honor for me to congratulate him on his 20th Grand Slam victory." And Federer continues, "It is especially amazing that he has now won Roland Garros an incredible 13 times, which is one of the greatest achievements in sport. I also congratulate his team because nobody can do this alone. I hope 20 is just another step on the continuing journey for both of us. Well done, Rafa. You deserve it." Meanwhile, on the women's side in Paris, let's also say well done to Iga Świątek, who became the first Polish Grand Slam singles champion in history. Iga defeated American Sofia Kenin in the final 6-4 and 6-1. Our VOA tennis fans will remember Kenin won the Australian Open title earlier this year. But back to Świątek. The 19-year-old player became the youngest women's champion in Paris since 1992. And she sounds thrilled about returning to Poland as a French Open champion.
"I'm really excited. I'm excited and a little bit worried because I know the everybody's like went crazy there, and but I think I'm gonna handle it pretty well, and I'm really happy that the whole country supported me and they were like behind me on every match, and they were cheering. So yeah, I felt like they hit, like they helped me a lot, but also I think it's gonna be new thing for me to go back and be popular somehow."
Iga also talks about her feelings after she won the title at Roland Garros.
"I was reading the messages for like 2 hours and it wasn't enough to read all of them. So basically when I'm going to be back home, I'm going to thank everybody for the support. And yeah, it's still pretty overwhelming for me. So I'm trying to look at the whole tournament from a different perspective. But it's really hard when I'm still here and I have all these responsibilities. So I think when I'm back home and when we're going to rest a little bit, I'm going to enjoy it even more than right now. But I'm pretty happy."
Pretty happy indeed. That's French Open tennis champion Iga Świątek of Poland speaking in Paris. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at the friendly international football matches played by African teams over the weekend. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. The Desert Foxes of Algeria extended the unbeaten run to 19 matches with a 1-0 victory over the Super Eagles of Nigeria in an international friendly between two of the top 5 ranked African countries. Rami Ben Sebaini needed less than 6 minutes to score the goal that sank Nigeria in a rematch of the 2019 semi-final of the flagship African Cup of Nations competition. The Flames of Malawi and the Warriors of Zimbabwe cancelled out each other with a goalless draw, while Bafana Bafana of South Africa also failed to return to winning ways after suffering a 2-1 defeat to the Chipolopolo of Zambia on Sunday afternoon. Keegan Dooley opened the scoreline for Bafana 6 minutes after the hour mark, before substitutes Kevin Kampamba and Chaniza Zulu came on with goals to claim victory for Chipolopolo. It was the right tonic for Zambia, which lost 2-1 to Kenya's Harambee Stars side in a match played on Friday. Cliff Nyakea was the toast of the Harambee Stars side, playing a role in both goals in the first competitive football match to be played in Kenya since the coronavirus pandemic swept sports to stop in March. Nyakia forced an own goal of Tandy Mwapi for Kenya's opener before scoring the second with a sublime low shot in the 36th minute. Substitute Emmanuel Chavula scored Zambia's goal 10 minutes from time, as stars just but managed to pick up a morale-boosting friendly match victory ahead of next month's African Cup of Nations qualifier double header against Comoros. In another high-profile warm-up match behind closed doors ahead of the 2021 African Cup of Nations qualifying next month, Morocco triumphed 3-1 over depleted Senegal side. The Teranga Lions, finalists at the 2019 African Cup of Nations, may have been without Liverpool speedster Sadio Mane following his positive coronavirus test, but their supporters will have been disappointed with how they folded against an excellent Atlas Lions side. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia down Sudan 3-0 in an eye-catching performance, with all the goals against Sudan coming during the first half. France-based captain Wabi Hazri is involved in all the goals scored by Sefidine Kawi, Ali Malul and Anis Ben Slimani. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Stallions of Burkina Faso, who are one of the biggest names to miss out on the 2019 African Cup of Nations, thumped the Democratic Republic of Congo 3-0, thanks to goals from Aston Villa's new signing Bertrand Traoré, Brian Debo, and Issoufou Dayo, while the Gambia edged Congo 1-0 in Portugal, thanks to an Assane Cissé goal. 10-man Tanzania fell 1-0 at home against Burundi, with Saido Ntibazonkiza scoring the only goal in the 86th minute in a match played in Dar es Salaam. Germany-based Sebio Suku broke the deadlock before providing an assist for Steve Mooney to score as Benin beat the Panthers of Gabon 2-0 in Lisbon. An injury prevented Arsenal Lead Gabon captain and prolific scorer Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang from travelling to Portugal. Mali scored through captain Hamari Traore after 3 minutes, with El Bilal Touré and Amadou Haidara adding second half goals as they upset a strong Ghana side, which included new Arsenal signing Thomas Partey 3-0 in Antalya, Turkey. Meanwhile, Japan are set to play the Elephants of the Ivory Coast in the Netherlands on Tuesday in an international friendly fixture. Japan came into the game on the back of a 0-0 draw against the indomitable Lions of Cameroon last week, while Ivory Coast, on the other hand, drew 1-1 against Belgium on Friday in an international friendly game. The most recent match between the two countries was actually in 2014 in the group stages of the FIFA World Cup final, with Ivory Coast beating Japan 2-1. Morocco will also host a Democratic Republic of Congo team that will be smarting from a 3-0 drubbing by Burkina Faso in Moroccan city El Jadida, while Mauritania will travel south to neighboring Senegal, boosted by a 2-1 win over Sierra Leone. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia faces the Super Eagles of Nigeria, while South Sudan will also use the return of international football on the African continent to travel to Cameroon in an encounter designed to provide match practice ahead of the resumption of African Cup of Nations qualifiers. The qualifiers resume in November after a year's hiatus, with the finals in Cameroon already put back a year to January 2021 because of the COVID-19 crisis. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mitchell-Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Egyptian football club Al Ahly recently named the South African Pitso Mosamane as its new manager. It's a partnership between the most successful team in African club football history and one of the most decorated coaches in South African soccer. Before joining Al Ahly, the 56-year-old Mosamane won his fifth South African Premier Soccer League title with Mamelodi Sundowns. For reaction to Mosamane taking charge of Al Ahly, Iron Mike Mbonye called Spain, where he reached the former head coach of Tanzania's national team, Emmanuel Amunike.
I think it's a very good, a very good move for the coach. I think this is a good coach that has won the CAF Champions League, and probably the objective of Ahly is to bring in someone with more experience and someone that knows African football and someone from Africa that can be able to lead them to achieve their objective. But it's a good one for African coaches, and it's also a good one for the Egyptian football. I was there with El Makassar, being the first black and African coach to coach in Egyptian league. But I think it's a good one. It shows that the future for African coaches are bright, and it shows that in Egypt, people are beginning to realize and create opportunity within We Africa to give African coaches opportunity. And I think it's a good one. I wish him all the best. He's a good coach, and I hope he can be able to achieve the objective that he set for him, and then to pave more doors also for other African players, other African coaches.
What does this movement mean to African football or clubs, given that most coaches in North Africa are Europeans?
Well, I think the move is a good one, like I said earlier. You mentioned the North Africans, of course. Most of the coaches that are there is from Europe or European coaches. But the good thing is that I think we have started to realize that if we can encourage our own coaches on our own continent, we also have the capacity to lead a team. We also have the capacity to contribute to the development of the game. And I think this is a very good move from Ahly, and I hope other North African countries and North African teams can also emulate what Ahly is doing, and I think this will be a very good one for our football.
Do you foresee more African coaches getting jobs in North Africa?
Yeah, of course. More coaches from Africa be coaching in the North African teams. I think it's a good one, and it's a good one for the coaches. We need to, like I have always said, we need to find a way to develop our coaches. We need to find a way to encourage our coaches. Like just what the Europeans are doing. When you look at European football or teams, most of the coaches are European coaches. So I think it's also a good thing that we in Africa, we start to realize that it's we within ourselves that can develop ourselves, and it's we within ourselves that can develop our coaches. I think we should do away with the complicity of our coaches are not good, our coaches cannot do anything. And no human being is short of knowledge if given the opportunity. So it's a good one, and I hope to see more coaches moving to different countries to go and impart knowledge and impart something in the team that they are coaching. And I wish the new coach a very good luck, and I hope his objective can be achieved.
That's Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year and the former head coach of Tanzania's national team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Spain.
Sporty greetings. This is Emmanuel Amunike, former Nigerian player, former Tanzanian coach. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Many thanks. Remain blessed and stay safe. God bless you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. On the African football beat, Samson O'Malley has more news for us. And Samson says he'll be kicking off in Egypt.
Egyptian Football Association executive director Walid Al-Attar has announced that the new season of the Egyptian Premier League will start by the end of November, confirming that the remaining games of the Egyptian Cup will be played soon. Former Etihad of Alexandria and the Algerian national team manager Jean-Michel Cavalli has been announced as Niger's new manager. Cavalli spent most of his managerial career between France and North Africa, where he coached in Algeria, Egypt, Morocco, and Sudan. The 63-year-old will replace fellow Frenchman Jean-Guy Wallum, who was relieved of his duties last September by the Nigerian FA. And in Ghana, former president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Natachi, has had his lifetime ban reduced to 15 years. Natachi was banned for life from football in October 2018 and fined for breaches of FIFA's ethics code. He was found guilty of breaking FIFA rules relating to conflicts of interest, bribery and corruption and commission after an investigation by the Ethics Committee of World Football's governing body. I am Samson O'Malley in Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporting greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Douglas Mpuga joins us now with more sports news. And Douglas says an Ethiopia-born runner tops his report.
Sifan Hassan set a new European record for the women's 10,000 meters, beating Paula Radcliffe's 2002 mark by more than 24 seconds in the Netherlands. The 27-year-old Dutch woman, who won 1,500 meters and 10,000 meters gold at the World Championships in Doha last year, clocked 29 minutes, 36.67 seconds. Only seven other women have been below the 30-minute mark, and Hassan becomes the first European to do so. In another development, next year's Tokyo Marathon has been rescheduled from March 7th to October 17th because of continuing concerns around the coronavirus crisis. Around 38,000 runners are said to take part in the race, but restricted entry into Japan and rules around big events has seen the race pushed back. The pandemic forced the 2020 Tokyo Olympics to be postponed by a year. The games are now set to start on July 23rd, 2021. In football, CAF has released the detailed fixtures for the 2020 Championships of African Nations CHAN tournament. This tournament was originally set for April 2020, but was pushed to January 2021 due to COVID-19 pandemic. The tournament will kick off on January 16th, 2021. Host Cameroon will take on Zimbabwe before Mali takes on Burkina Faso in Yaounde on the opening day. Four venues will be used for the championships that will run up to February 7th, 2021. CHAN is a tournament exclusively played by locally based players. Its inaugural edition was in 2009 and was hosted by Ivory Coast. Morocco are the reigning champions.
Thanks, Douglas. And that wraps up the October 12th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.